Section 13, how to read your blood glucose test results. In 2008, the Canadian Diabetes Association recommended that the plasma glucose range for people with diabetes be from 4.0 to 7.0 millimoles per liter when fasting or before meals. The plasma glucose range should be from 5.0 to 10.0 millimoles per liter 2 hours after a meal, or 5.0 to 8.0 millimoles per liter if A1C targets are not being met. Treatment goals and strategies must be tailored to the individual with diabetes, with consideration given to individual risk factors. Glycemic targets for children less than or equal to 12 years of age and pregnant women differ from these targets. Please work with your healthcare professional to determine a target range that best works for you. This system can test glucose from 1.1 to 33.3 millimoles per liter. If your test result is lower than 1.1 millimoles per liter, you will hear the Oracle meter say, "The blood glucose is out of range, thus unable to measure." A blood sugar less than 1.1 millimoles per liter indicates severe hypoglycemia, extremely low blood glucose levels in the bloodstream. You should contact your healthcare professional immediately. If your blood glucose test result is above 33.3 millimoles per liter, you will hear the Oracle meter say, "The blood glucose is out of range, thus unable to measure." A blood sugar level above 33.3 millimoles per liter indicates severe hyperglycemia, extremely high glucose levels in the bloodstream. You should contact your healthcare professional immediately. When your blood glucose test result is higher than 13.3 millimoles per liter, this indicates a high blood glucose level and possible ketones, and you should ask your healthcare professional for help. If you want to compare your blood glucose results to the laboratory results, please note the following information. Test results and lab results are measured in equivalent plasma units. Meter results and lab results can vary due to normal variations. Things that can affect the meter results can be different from what affects lab results. To get an accurate result, perform a control solution test before taking the meter to the lab to ensure the meter is working properly. Best results can be obtained by fasting at least 8 hours before doing the lab and meter comparison. While at the lab, make sure the lab test and meter test are done within 15 minutes of each other. Wash your hands and always use your fingertips for the comparison test. Do not use any blood from a gray-topped test tube. Remember, you may still have variations in the test results because blood glucose levels can change very quickly due to stress, eating a meal or snack, exercise, or medication. In addition, if you've eaten recently, your blood glucose can be 3.9 millimoles per liter higher than a sample drawn from the lab. Other factors which can affect your results are the amount of red blood cells in the blood, a high or low hematocrit, or loss of body fluids such as severe dehydration. Please consult your healthcare professional or call your local agent for help if you have any further questions.